Congratulations, Alexander, for your victory. A bit of up and down today. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I started off not so good, being a breakdown twice in the first set, and then I came back very well. The second set was almost perfect for me. You know, and then I think he picked up his level as well in the third set, and the fourth set I played, you know, I played very bad, but, you know, great to come through. I mean, obviously he's been somebody that has been playing very well, made finals of Monte Carlo, one of the best clay court players that we had this season. So, you know, it's nice to get the win.
Ciao. How do you find your shape, your form? You think you're in a good track? You're much better than maybe you were think of yourself in Monte Carlo, and now you're different.
Way different.
I didn't finish. Sorry, because if not, I cannot ask you anymore. So you have to play again. Fognini, does he have a special feeling, the possibility to take a small revenge or a big revenge?
No, revenge, no. I mean, I've beaten him before. I've beaten him in Rome. I've beaten him in other tournaments. Obviously, as I said, he's also been one of the best clay court players this season, winning his first Masters. So obviously, playing great tennis, beating Rafa as well there, and you know, on the way, I think a lot of good players. So it's going to be a difficult match. I think he's playing very well. Hasn't lost more than a set so far in a match. So you know, it's going to be a difficult match, but I'm ready for it. I think I'm playing much better than I have the last few months. And you know, we'll see how it goes.
What do you think makes Fognini hard to play against, and what do you think of him as a man?
As a man, he's a great man. As a wife, as a kid, he's doing good in life. Yeah, I mean, he's unpredictable as well. I mean, he can hit the ball very, very hard. He moves unbelievably fast. You know, when he's on, he's very tough to beat, especially on this surface. So it's gonna be interesting what happens in 2 days' time. But anyways, I'll be ready for it, and I'll try my best.
Hi, Alexander. Congratulations for your victory. Do you feel this year in this tournament less pressure than in other years' Grand Slam tournaments because of your clay court season?
No, not less pressure. Just, I mean, I think I've been talked about less, which is a very nice thing. You know, people talk about, obviously, Rafa, Novak and all those guys, but Tsitsipas much, much more, which is, for me, very nice. You know, he deserves to have a lot of credit, and also how he's been playing has been great. So, you know, that kind of takes away attention from me a little bit. And it's, for me, this is a very nice thing to have.
Sasha, congratulations. You have a good track record here at Roland Garros of winning in the fifth set. Do you think that when the pressure is on and the stakes are high, that you rise better to that competition? And do you think that that puts you in a good place going into the second week of Roland Garros, knowing that when it does get tough, you can get the win?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think I've ever lost in five sets here, so it's a good thing to have in the back of your head. You know, hopefully this kind of continue this run, and you know, we'll see how it goes. They didn't explain me the rules of five sets yet, so somebody needs to tell me that I don't necessarily need to play five sets every time I step on the court. So maybe that will be Ivan's job over the next few days.
Sasha, we are at the Grand Slam, and there is one German guy, who recently put on auction on all his trophies, you know, Grand Slam trophies. What kind of lesson, if we can learn from there, which I think is extraordinary?
What lesson?
Yes. I mean, what kind of life lesson? I mean, when a Grand Slam champion is forced to...
I'm not going
to
talk bad about Boris, if that's what you're expecting me to do. I'm not going to go there. I am very good friends with him. I respect him a lot, what he's done on the tennis court, off the tennis court. I'm not even going to say one bad thing about him. So, you know, he can try with other players, not me.
No, it's not trying a bad thing. Trying just what you think about the whole situation.
I just answered it.
Sasha, we know you enjoy your time in Paris. I understand you have been enjoying some Japanese food at one of your favourite restaurants over the last few days. Can you tell us what it is that you like most about Paris when you are not on the court, and how you relax when you're not playing tennis, without giving us too many details.
Actually, me and Marcelo, I mean Melo, obviously, he's playing right now, so I'm watching it very closely. We found a new thing for us. We take out the scooters that they're everywhere. You know, those companies, you can hire the scooters, and we go to restaurants only by scooters. We haven't taken the car one time. And 2 days ago, we actually maybe went a bit too far. We had dinner close to the Eiffel Tower, which is 5.5 kilometers away. So it was tradition. He's very superstitious. So we had to take the scooters back, which took us about 45 minutes at 11 o'clock at night. So that's what we've been up to lately in Paris.
I wish I had the Scottish accent and my colleague.
Not Scottish, it's Yorkshire. Big difference.
I don't know if they did ask you already in these days about Lendl, if he's here, if he's not there.
Yeah, I answered this. He's going to be at the grass court season.
Only there.
Yeah,
there was a reason, or
because I played Geneva and we didn't have time to prepare here, so we thought there's no point coming here. Okay. Basically with one practice session. So we decided that I'm gonna do Paris by myself, and then you will see him a lot during the grass court season, and you'll have plenty of time to get tired of him.
Okay, but he calls you, do you speak on the
phone?
Yeah,
we talk every day.
Thank you very much. Yeah.